in the morning.
You're waking up, Southwest Michigan. Let's get this day started.
8:12 on the Moody in the Morning Show, and time now for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation and planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more right here on the Moody in the Morning Show. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy to have you.
How's
with us
life
this morning?
This morning?
Good, good. A little soggy, right?
A little soggy out there, yeah.
Well, I know that a big focus of yours and the team at Austin Tax and Financial is helping folks get ready and implement a plan for retirement. So tell us about some of the pitfalls that you see out there and how you help clients avoid them and eventually move into retirement.
Well, yeah, that there's a lot of different phases probably to that question, depending on, you know, the age of the individual, what's their income, what kind of debt they're in. And unfortunately, we find that many people just aren't saving enough. And I think the statistics bear that out. We've talked about that before on the show. But debt is a big problem, obviously, is living within one's means and looking what prioritizing and budgeting yourself to be able to, initially pay your bills, but then also, to be saving. I mean, I find a lot of times, I just had someone that came in the office for taxes this week that had been with a job for 3 years and was asking me about, 401k contributions. And I said, well, absolutely. I said, does your company match? And he goes, well, yeah, probably 4 or 5%. I said, well, at the very least, you want to take advantage of that company match. I mean, that's like free money. And that's really where the majority of people's retirement savings are at these days. Some of the pitfalls we see with younger folks is that, in this today's world of very transient jobs, people move from one job to the other, and they may have a 401k. And you always want to roll that into, your own IRA, or you can usually roll it into another company's 401k. Mm-hmm. But I see people that, cash these things out. So you pay the tax on it. And if you're not 59 and a half, which most people aren't at that point, there's an additional 10% IRS penalty. So it's just a killer. You're starting over again.
Yeah.
But obviously, when you get to the point of being able to put more into a 401k and possibly maxing it out, a lot of times we're encouraging people to invest outside of the 401ks into a Roth IRA if they're able to. There are some income stipulations on whether or not you can put extra money into there and whether somebody may put into a Roth. A lot of times we get asked, well, am I better off putting it into a regular 401k, which is tax deductible, or a Roth, IRA or 401k? And a lot of times that may be dictated on what tax bracket you're in and what kind of income. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if you're in a little higher tax bracket, you typically want to take the traditional 401k or IRA to take advantage of the deduction. But what somebody needs for retirement is going to be different for everyone, depending on their lifestyle and debt. But some of the problems that we see when people are looking to retire, retiring too soon, we like to be able to show people or make them feel comfortable to make that move into retirement and feel that they're going to be fairly sufficient. You never know what's going to happen in retirement.
Sure.
But especially if somebody really wants to retire, just because of stress in the job or, whatever the reason might be. But sometimes, it may be a little premature, or sometimes they may be forced into retirement. Mm-hmm. The other thing is spending too much too fast, in retirement. We caution people on that. And when we sit down and look at a situation and what kind of, hopefully that there's not debt, but people do retire with mortgages sometimes and debt. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that people understand that their lifestyle and the resources they have to match up. Yeah, otherwise,
if your burn rate's going too fast, you're in trouble.
Exactly, and you can usually get a feel for that by, how people spend and the decisions they've made in the past. Mm-hmm. But getting some advice is definitely a good idea. I see a lot of people that either get bad advice or no advice. I call it a barbershop or the brother-in-law advice,
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are asking me about, Social Security, and it, especially this time of year, because a lot of people come in, for taxes. And, everybody's telling me I need to take my Social Security. Well, even with people that are still working, and, if you're not full Social Security age, they're going to penalize you if you make over $17,000 of earned income and you take your Social Security. And the other thing you have to consider is your Social Security is probably going to be taxed if you have a spouse or you continue to work, where if you defer it to a little bit later for a larger benefit, there's a lot of ways that we can show people how the Social Security may not get taxed, you know, based off of other income. Because as we've talked a lot about on the show before, is that, and this is something that quite frankly gets missed a lot, is that Social Security is taxed based on other income. So that's a big component of what we look at when people are deciding to take Social Security and, you know, when to retire. And even after you retire, you know, you don't necessarily take it, you know, right away. Mm-hmm. But drawing money down are some other concerns. So after somebody retires, we look at some of the pitfalls and concerns are how do we structure incomes? You know, I see so many times that people are overexposed to the stock market. And in retirement, the drawing money from accounts that may be liquidated, you know, as they need the funds, you know, to live. And if we know that the market's going to go up and down, and certainly during a person's years of retirement, they're going to see several corrections in the market. And the uncertainty of that is going to create some problems if you aren't structured properly as far as your income and your distributions from money that may be overexposed in higher risk investments in the stock market. So that's something that we definitely take a look at and structure with people so that they understand that the market is not always going to be going up. And that we're definitely going to have
much so we would like.
Well, yeah, and we've kind of been in that place for the last number of years. And
yeah, there's been a lot of euphoria, no question.
And people tend to live in the moment,
yep,
and not really. It may be in the back of the mind, and we saw that hiccup a few weeks ago when we had these 1,000-point declines in the Dow,
yep,
which I think the market has settled down somewhat, but we still have concerns moving forward with the market. And certainly the taxes and the effect of taxes on retirement, which we talk a lot about on the show, and it's something that I certainly witness to on a personal level every day with what we do, that people just don't understand and don't get advised on how their money affects or how taxes affect their money in retirement, you know, with IRA distributions and pensions and taking the Social Security, and the more that you can keep in your pocket, obviously, the more it affects everything. It affects your dollars that you have in your investment. It affects your real rate of return, because if you have a return of 10% from a mutual fund, but you lose 15% in taxes that or tax on Social Security, it's going to reduce the overall return of your effect of your money. So. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that pitfalls that are out there and concerns that people need to be looking at and making sure that you get advice and good advice as you, one, save for retirement, and two, move into retirement, understanding, the things that really are important and how, your retirement is going to be affected in the quality of life that you may have, in those years.
Absolutely. Well, you started out talking about how a lot of folks don't save enough. There was a new survey just out this morning that says 46% of millennials have no money in savings. Zip, zero, nada. And unfortunately, that number has jumped quite a bit from 31% just a year ago.
Yeah,
so it's 15% increase in 1 year alone.
Those darn millennials.
Yeah. Well, if there's any good news about that at all, it's at least the fact that they're young enough that they can at least begin to turn things around.
Hopefully, the parents have saved a lot of money for the inheritance.
Yeah,
maybe
that's what they're
waiting for. It's a different mindset in that generation.
It certainly
is.
No question. Well, how can folks get a hold of you? They'd like some further guidance and one-on-one opportunity.
Yeah, our phone number is 269-429-1585. We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. You can go to our website at austinfinancial.us, and it is tax time. You can download a coupon there if you're a new client. We'll do your taxes for $89, and we're getting busy, but certainly have room to get you in.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
All right, you too.